Hey guys, it's Tea Thoughts with Meshi. I would say what episode it is, but I don't remember, and I forgot to check before I started recording this. I know you guys are thinking that I'm late on the podcast, but I'm actually not. I was going to only record when I was going to record from a special secret location, but I realized since this is a political podcast, I should probably record an episode about the Ontario elections because that's where I live. So I'm looking at the news. It's really early. This is the earliest I've ever recorded a podcast, I think. So it looks like the Conservatives won and Ford Nation will be getting another 4 years. Now, would I personally have voted for Ford? No. But am I sad that he won? No. The reason I'm not sad that he won is because of all this inflation and all these high prices, I think that we're gonna need a Conservative because tough decisions are going to have to be made, and I don't think that Liberals are able to make tough decisions. You know me, I'm an NDP girl, but apparently he blasted everybody, and apparently the NDP leader, the NDP provincial leader, Andrea Howarth, I think her name is, she's resigned. The Liberal leader, Stephen Del Duca, has also resigned. To be fair, I know about Andrea Howarth, but I don't really know much about Del Duca, which shows how he was doing in the polls. I don't hate Doug Ford, but I was a little bit concerned about his crackhead brother. No offense, I know drug addiction is real, but that man was wilding. And then I always want to bring up the Somali kid or whatever that was seen giving him money and just died randomly. I don't like to forget about that. So I was just like, this is suspicious, and I'm kind of really against all of these. What do they call it? It's not nepotism exactly, but it's kind of, you know, his brother was a mayor, and then he kind of slid off. But then, to be fair, I did hear that he was the better one of the brothers, in the sense he was more political. But I don't know. I don't know much about Ford Nation, to be fair. I'm not a conservative. But I just don't like it when, you know, these people and their families, it's like, remember how George Bush, his dad was president, and then he became president, and they were literally about to have another Bush in there, but, you know, Trump stopped that shit. But that's a problem. That's a different problem. So anyways, it appears that the Tories have won, and he's been all over the place giving people money, right? Even me, I'm not gonna lie, I did get a little bit of money from Ford. He repealed the sticker. Like, usually in Ontario, you pay about 140-150 for your, I want to say in England they would call it road tax. In Zimbabwe, I think one of them tero a motkari or something like that. Here in Canada, it's just a sticker that you put on your car. It's kind of like, I think it's a road tax, but he got rid of that, so I got a check back for that. He was giving nurses money. I was like, this is the same as when they give like seeds and shit in Africa, but then when they do that there, they call it corruption. And I'm just like, well, how come it's not corruption here? Anyways, with all this inflation, I think it does make sense that people would vote a conservative because they think that he's going to be more fiscally responsible. But what I think is he's going to tighten the belt like crazy, and then people are going to be crying saying, oh my God, we're suffering. But you know, people are fickle. Another reason why I think like the winter is coming, I was reading another story about how the CRA is going back to ask people for the SERB payments that they got. Now, everybody's saying this is so evil, this is wrong, this and that, but I'm like, yo, right at the beginning of COVID, Trudeau said it. He said that, hey, this money, we're going to give it to you because it's an emergency, but you may have to pay back in your taxes, right? He said in your taxes. I'm not sure if he specifically said that you just have to pay it back, but you have to. It was said that if you take this money, you can, because it's an emergency, but you may have to pay back if it's found that you're not eligible. And people are like, oh, it should be a grant, and people are suffering. And I understand that people are suffering, right? Like, I'm all about people suffering. But the point is, that money was given and everybody was told you may have to give that back because it was to prevent suffering then. So everybody should have known. And some people were taking that money when they shouldn't have been. Some people were going to work and they were taking that money and they should not have been. Now, I'm not saying that's most of people, but I know a lot of people. I apologize. It's very early for me. I know a lot of people that were taking CERB. Okay, let me not exaggerate. But I know people that were taking CERB and should not have been taking it, is all that I'm saying. Do you think that the CRA will hold me liable for that? Isn't it the sense of me knowing and not reporting it? Listen, okay, let me change that. I know some people I suspect were taking CERB and should not have been taking CERB. Listen, I don't work for the government because no matter how many times I apply, they will not take me. I wish I worked for the government so bad. But the point is, that money was given for an emergency, and it was given through taxpayers' money. And listen, I'm all about taxes, and I think, if they're there, yeah, people should have been helped. I have no problem with people being helped, but that was an emergency situation. That money was given to people to use because we were in a unique situation, and everybody was told, if you take this money, you may have to give it back. So the government is not evil or bad because they're now telling you, you have to pay that money back. Pay that money back, like, because honestly, it feels like a recession is coming because gas is $2, y'all, like two Canadian dollars, which I'm sure to other people doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot. Apparently, homes in the GTA are dropping 121,000. You know what? I don't even want to start talking about homes because that's probably another reason why people voted for Ford, because there's just a lot of crazy shit happening. So anyways, I will have another episode for you guys, but I just wanted to comment on the elections, congratulate the winners or the assumed winners, the Conservative Party of Ontario. I don't know if that's their official name, but you know who it is because they won, right? But I'm just telling everybody that careful what you wish for, because I think things are about to get tough in this little province that we love to call Ontario. Bye, guys.